Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Perhaps at some point in your life, perhaps as a child, you built a house of cards. It's fun and a great challenge to see just how high you can make it. But the bottom layer is the foundation, and of course, the strength of each succeeding layer is important for the overall structure. But if the foundation wiggles, or it moves, or it collapses, well, then it all comes down like a house of cards. And if that happens, you might be disappointed, or you might feel like giving up. But it's ultimately not a big deal, as long as you're only playing with cards. But what if you're doing more than that? What if more important things are at stake? Things like your job, your financial prospects. What about your relationships and the security that you could guarantee your family if you have one? What about your life goals and dreams? What about your future or even your life? What about everything there ever is and was? You're asked to risk everything to build on a foundation. Would you do it? There is, of course, only one reason to do so. Only if that foundation is so firm that nothing could shake it. Otherwise, I won't do it, and neither would you. Neither would the disciples, and neither would Thomas. Because really, we're all the same. They were the exact same in our text for today, the disciples and then Thomas after them. St. John, of course, includes this part about Thomas in the text, but only to further clarify and make more explicit the unbelief that was present on that Easter day. These men are all alike in their turn because just before our text, Mary had said, "I have seen the Lord." But they didn't believe her. And that night when the disciples were locked in for their fear of the Jews, they saw Jesus. And then they in turn told Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." But he didn't believe them. And he said, "Unless I can see the foundation for myself, I will not believe it, and I will not build my future upon it." Because, oh yes, they were risking. Those disciples were risking everything. You may recall that their enemies had killed the master. And what do you think they would do next to the disciples if they got the chance? Oh yes, there was a lot at stake. They had even left their homes, their work, their families to follow Jesus. And then they had seen him die. And it all came down like a house of cards. And if you're going to rebuild, it had better be a foundation that nothing can shake. A foundation so strong that it can replace their unbelief. For that is what they were, those disciples. They were not doubters or questioners. They were unbelievers. They were men who believed that Jesus of Nazareth had died and that he was going to stay dead. How firm of a foundation did they need? Firm enough to overcome that kind of fear and unbelief. Firm enough to touch. Firm enough to see. Firm enough to grasp with their own hands. As firm as hands with marks of nails and a side with a wound, as firm as feet with scars. That's what they wanted, and that's just what Jesus delivered. You see, the question for our flesh and blood, for this real life of blood and guts of our sinning and dying world, the real question is this: did Jesus of Nazareth do these signs or not? Did he or did he not show his glory at the wedding of Cana? Did he or did he not heal the royal official's son? Did he or did he not show himself to be the true bread of heaven that comes down for the world? Did he or did he not revive the four-day-old corpse of Lazarus to show that in God's plan, even death will be undone and death will not be the victor? Did he or did he not die to grind away our guilt, to snatch away our sin, to liberate us to life with him, for him, even right now? Did he or did he not die and rise to eternal life himself, so that we can know, so that we can know that one day all sickness, all sin, all death, all fear will be undone and we will live with Jesus forever? Did he do these things or not? That is the foundation. Of course, Jesus did not throw this question at the disciples. Instead, he gave them the very foundation that they wanted, that they needed. Now, should the disciples have believed Mary? Of course they should have. She saw the foundation. And should Thomas have believed the other disciples? Of course he should have. They saw the foundation. And should we believe the words of Mary, of the disciples, and of Thomas? Should we believe the words of St. John, who was there and who would have written so many more signs but wrote these, that we should believe him? There's a lot at stake, because we're not playing cards here. There's futures and relationships. There's finances and dreams. There's uncertainties. Just because you have a foundation doesn't mean you know what kind of tile will be in the bathroom. Even so, we stake everything on this foundation. Did he do these signs or not? Did he die for you and rise again or not? He wanted you. He wanted you to know the answer. So he appeared to Mary and he showed himself to the disciples and to the blessed Thomas. Blessed Thomas. He got to see him too, and Jesus invited him to confront every doubt, every fear, every ounce of unbelief by putting his fingers into the places of our salvation, into the only wounds in all creation that ever caused the Father to smile. And Thomas believed, "My Lord and my God." How firm is this foundation? It is strong. It is strong enough for all your dreams and your plans. It is strong enough for today. It is strong enough for tomorrow and the next day and the next day and all the days of your life. This is a word that you may believe. This is a foundation on which you may build. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.